The end of Windows 10? As most users will be aware by now, Microsoft is due to withdraw support for Windows 10 on the 14th of October. As Microsoft get ready to withdraw their support for Windows 10 this month, it can only mean two things. Firstly, they would like you to go out and buy a nice shiny new PC running Windows 11. Because after only making £137 billion last year, they're short of a few bob. And secondly, but more seriously, it means that there will be no future updates released to cure bugs or fix previously unknown security issues. Although retail customers can, for the first time, pay Microsoft to carry on supporting Windows 10 for a further year, after that you're still on your own, and I don't expect you will get much for the £30 fee anyway. There's also a free option if you sign up for a Microsoft account and use Windows Backup to store your settings to their cloud, though what Microsoft gets out of this arrangement is unknown, other than a whole new swathe of email accounts to send marketing to. In real terms, losing support from Microsoft doesn't mean your PC will stop working. It just puts all Windows 10 users in the same boat as those who are still happily using Windows 7 or 8, and even those still clinging on to Windows XP over 10 years after support ended. With huge numbers of Windows 10 PCs around, vendors will still support it with new hardware and the software this needs to connect to Windows. It's very doubtful software companies will release Windows 11 exclusive versions of their software, unless you'd suspect Microsoft pay them to do so, as the market is just too big to lose. So what are the alternatives to buying a new PC if your old one won't run Windows 11? Well, the obvious and cheapest option is to keep calm and carry on, although it would be wise to invest in a dedicated antivirus application like Avira, Avast or Sophos, as this will ensure regular updates to guard against viruses. It would also pay to be more vigilant with email, but that can be said for every user regardless of operating system. Don't go clicking on links in emails from unknown senders. Don't respond to prizes from competitions you don't remember entering, or free gifts from shops you don't use. And definitely don't use links to unsubscribe. For all those with assistive software such as Supernova, JAWS or ZoomText, the vendors of these products have been playing whack-a-mole, trying to keep up with Microsoft's updates for Windows 11 for over a year. Virtually every time a Windows update drops, they're having to update their product to keep it working. Consequently, it's recommended that if your PC will run Windows 11 and you want to upgrade, install the latest version of your assistive software beforehand. All in all, ending of support for Windows 10 is not, contrary to what Microsoft would have you believe, the end of the world.